Okay. Even though.
Even though.
Oh, I am human.
Oh, I am human.
I am really human.
I'm bitchy.
Judgmental. Impatient.
Impatient.
In a hurry.
In a hurry.
I'm in a hurry. To feel better. And I'm also. Divine.
And I'm also.
Something bigger than me.
And I am also.
Courageous.
Courageous.
Even though I don't know it yet.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be nice,
if I could tune in?
If I could just relax in this chair,
say what she says,
tap on my body,
and tune in,
and tune in
to something.
I don't care anything,
bigger than me.
That's what I want tonight.
A boost.
A boost.
A boost.
A tangible physical experience.
A tangible physical experience.
A full body.
Vibration.
Buzz.
Buzz.
I want my body.
To experience.
Champagne bubbles.
In a way.
That is.
New.
Profound.
Different.
Unique.
For me.
I want to fix.
So that I remember.
Who I am.
What I am.
And how I serve.
And
even if I don't have all the answers,
I know if my body
experiences
it.
I'll be curious enough to keep asking. What is my path there? And the answer is always the same.
Positive expectation.
And gratitude.
True gratitude.
Unyielding.
Unending.
Gratitude.
Even when I don't believe it
yet.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Could I have a physical?
Tangible
experience
of the vibration
of gratitude.
Because when I'm grateful for something,
all that means
is that I love
it.
I want more of
it.
Gratitude
is a frequency,
an aspect
of the energy
of true love.
Not human love.
But true creative love.
I want to practice
gratitude.
And that would be easier.
If I could have a tangible,
physical,
full body,
head to toe,
scalp and fingers,
toes and knees.
Experience
of the vibration
of the energy
of the resonance
of love.
I know love
that hurts.
I know love
that means guilt.
I know love
that is full of regret.
I know love
that is hard work.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I want to break.
A pattern interrupt.
From my real life.
My human life.
And I want to connect.
And I want to feel.
And I want to be blown away.
I want a mystical experience.
In my body.
Just because it's February.
And Valentine's Day is coming up.
And it's not about chocolate.
Although chocolate is really good.
And it's not about romance.
Although I like that too.
It's about me.
And an aspect of me.
I don't spend
any time with.
I want to feel.
I want to feel.
I want to
feel something
I've never felt before.
Or I've felt.
Then
I want to feel it stronger.
Longer.
More intensely.
I want to take it out into the
world.
I want to contribute
through a sense of well-being. that isn't even mine,
that
floods my body,
floods my mind,
floods my heart,
floods my future,
and I don't have to understand it.
If I really understood it,
I wouldn't show up to tap.
I'd already own it.
I don't have to understand it.
And I don't have to speak it.
And I don't have to share it.
The point is,
I want to be it.
This body.
This time.
This planet.
This year.
This moment.
This week.
I want to be the frequency
that is bigger.
Than me.
The frequency of love.
The energy of love.
The vibration of love.
That beats my heart.
That uplifts me.
When it was unbearable.
That gives me.
A sense of connection.
When I laugh.
That part of me.
That I want so much more of.
That part of me
that is generous,
that is kind,
that is positive,
that is full of faith,
full of hope,
full of belief.
That part of me,
pretty sure I lost it
at age five.
And then I had it beat out of me.
And then I had it lost again.
Through grief and loss,
through betrayal,
abandonment,
loneliness,
financial scarcity.
I'm not even sure I believe in it anymore.
And now,
I'm totally open.
Only because she's driving.
To having a full body experience
of truth.
Who am I?
What am I?
What could I feel
that would wake me up
in a way
that I could take it
comfortably,
gently,
easily
into the weekend,
knowing,
believing
I am so much more
than the pain.
Than the stress,
than the struggle,
than the humanness
I've been playing in.
It is possible.
I am an eternal being.
It is possible.
I am one with the God that has created me.
It is possible
that I could evolve myself
into knowing
the worth
of me
as a divine being,
as a beloved child
of a good and loving creator.
It is possible
that I could let all the hardship
belong to the divine plan.
And I could see me
and those that I love.
And those that I care about.
I could see that which I desire
as a possibility.
It is possible.
It would be amazing.
It would be shocking
if today
I could leave all the lack,
all the judgment,
all the scarcity.
Right here in this room.
And move forward from here.
In positive expectation.
Because it is possible
that I've never gotten anything wrong.
That I could quit right now.
I could commit suicide.
Be an addict.
Be a serial killer.
Be a loser.
Be depressed.
Be angry.
Be hateful.
And I still wouldn't get it wrong.
How could that be possible?
I can never get it wrong.
I want to be open to the possibility.
I've never gotten it wrong.
Whether I do something,
don't do something,
do nothing.
Do too much.
I'm good at that.
Do just a little.
Change my mind halfway.
I still can't get it wrong.
Because I'm not God.
There's a whole big divine plan.
A giant amount
of humans
playing.
Past, present, and future.
There's nothing for me to get wrong.
If I die right now.
If I die in 50 years.
If I never do another kind thing.
Smart thing.
Good thing.
I didn't get it wrong.
Because I am not responsible.
For all of humanity.
I'm only responsible.
For my perception
of my experience.
And that's why I'm here today.
I want a full body.
Mind-blowing.
Different experience.
Tangible physical experience.
Of a vibration.
Of an energy.
That's bigger.
Than me.
That beats my heart.
That keeps me choosing.
Seeking.
Wondering.
Asking.
Giving.
I want to align
to the truth of me.
There's nothing I can get wrong.
And there's a whole lot more.
I can get right.
How fun is that?
What if my whole persona
from tonight forward
is the one question?
What else can I get right?
What can I get right today?
What can I get right in the next hour?
What could I get right
at this age of my physical life?
What could I get right
at this stage
of my personal relationships?
What the heck could I get right?
What if that was my only question?
What if?
What if?
This crazy tapping,
right before Valentine's Day,
was all about
the energy
of true love.
And the only question love holds
is
how good can I feel?
How much
can I get right?
What could I give
that would be profitable?
Uplifting.
Yummy.
To both of us.
What if that is
the only way
I saw
my future?
What could I get right?
I didn't get anything wrong.
Wish I could have done it better.
Wish I could have known more.
Would have been nice.
Would have been nice.
And that's over and done with.
And now,
what if every day
I start my day with gratitude?
What if I gotten right?
That's led me
to having
clothes,
shelter,
indoor plumbing,
bills.
What if
I could look?
I could really see
with outrageous gratitude
all the abundance
in my life
with never a thought
about anything I'm lacking.
What if I could fall in love
outrageously,
chemically,
biology,
chemistry,
mentally,
physically,
heart-centered,
madly,
irrationally,
in love,
with everything I got right.
I'm so tired,
so bored
of everything I got wrong.
What if I could shift my attention
and find every day
a dozen
maybe even two dozen
things
that I like,
and I like,
and build on that.
And build on that.
What would that feel like?
What would that feel like?
What would it feel like?
What would it feel like?
To only move forward.
To only move forward.
In the resonance.
In the resonance.
Of what beats my heart.
Of what beats my heart.
True love.
True love.
The energy.
The energy.
Of true love.
Of true love.
Which is creative.
Which is creative.
Which is expansive.
Which is expansive.
Which never reprimands.
Which never reprimands.
Which never criticizes.
Which never criticizes.
Which only guides.
Which only guides.
Which only encourages.
Which only encourages.
Which only compliments.
Which only compliments.
Which only comforts.
Which only comforts.
Which only embraces.
Which only embraces.
Which only looks forward.
Which only looks forward.
I want to know that.
I want to know that.
I want to know that.
I wanna know that.
And I invite,
and I invite
my human mind,
my human mind,
my human brain,
my human brain,
my human heart,
my human heart,
all my energy centers,
all my energy centers,
all my body, all muscles,
all muscles,
all tissues,
all tissues,
all fluids,
all fluids,
all atoms,
all atoms,
and all of,
and all of
the 99.9%.
The 99.9%.
Of nothingness,
of nothingness.
That is part of every atom.
That is part of every atom.
I want to resonate that nothingness.
I want to resonate that nothingness.
Right now.
Right now.
With the true,
with the
source,
source
of life,
of life,
of love,
of love,
of possibility,
of possibility.
And I want the full experience.
And I want the full experience.
The physical experience.
The physical experience.
The brain experience.
The brain experience.
Of that energy.
Of that energy.
Tonight.
Tonight.
So that I might.
So that I might.
Truly believe.
Truly believe.
And give myself permission.
And give myself permission.
To move forward.
Forward.
Not backwards.
Not backwards.
Only forwards.
Only forwards.
From here.
From here.
Okay, big breath.